the tired old canard that the Bible is a translation of a translation of a translation, with fresh airs cropping up in each stage of the process. You know, when Mel Gibson produced The Passion of the Christ, a movie that substantially follows the contours of the New Testament accounts of Jesus' death, he became the immediate subject of controversy. Conversely, when Dan Brown released The Da Vinci Code, he was immediately lauded as a brilliant historian. Library Journal characterized his work as a compelling blend of history and page-turning suspense, a masterpiece that should be mandatory reading. Publishers Weekly called it an exhaustively researched page-turner about secret religious societies, ancient cover-ups, and savage vengeance. And best-selling author Nelson DeMille christened The Da Vinci Code pure genius. Why is it that Christ's passion is referred to as a repulsive, masochistic fantasy, and his supposed marriage to Mary Magdalene is touted as a researched material fact? The answer might surprise you. It's not just that in our increasingly secularist culture it's become politically correct to cast aspersions on Christ and the church he founded. It's because of a great reversal of values. Fiction, such as the notion that Christianity was concocted to subjugate women, is being cleverly peddled as fact, while fact, such as the deity of Jesus Christ, is being capriciously passed off as fiction. Nearly all of Brown's assertions in The Da Vinci Code are based on several statements he presents on page one under the heading of fact, and that's before the novel even begins. Most notable among these facts is the notion that the Priory of Sion is a European secret society that was founded in the year 1099, and that members of the Priory of Sion include Sir Isaac Newton, Botticelli, and Leonardo da Vinci. Brown depicts the Priory of Sion as a secret society bent on covering up the scandal of Christ's marriage to Mary Magdalene, who would have been the true leader of the church if she had not unceremoniously crashed into an apostolic glass ceiling that was erected by a patriarchal church. Brown says he is so confident in the reliability of his claims that were he to write a nonfiction piece on the same theme, he wouldn't change a thing.